This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Friday morning breakfast with Kyle and Jacob. Now, in the studio right now is our judge for the Domestoff, the most important person in the whole world at the moment. Not out the window. It's Kane Lillywhite. Welcome.
Hello.
By the hot air balloons.
Yeah, I saw hot air balloons out the window. I'm like,
is there really?
Yeah. Does it happen this early in the morning?
Yeah. Well, that's the only time it happens.
Oh, well, there you go.
Is very
that's
early
why
in the
I've
morning.
Never seen it.
Yeah. Now, you're judging today.
I am.
Now, you're judging. We're terrible cleaners, but the best on the day.
Mm-hmm.
What are the things? We spoke to you on Wednesday night. What are the things you're looking for?
Oh, I'm just looking for someone who really can't clean. So, not just by not trying. I want to see someone who tries to clean, but actually fails at it.
Okay, right. So are you looking for the best of the worst or the worst of the worst?
I'm looking for the best of the worst.
All right, okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, all right.
And that's the main key. Now, Belly's just about to walk in, and Sophie's here ready to go. It's all set up. Now, the three parts of it are...
Okay, first bit is folding, clothes folding. So, Kane, you're going to judge people on whether their clothes are shop ready, is the term I'm using.
Okay.
And also, dishwashing. We've got a whole pile of dirty dishes out there. Kyle's been at it with the barbecue sauce.
And tomato. And I put a bit of HP. Don't
worry.
Is that
what that was?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And mustard.
We were having a little competition of our own to see what Kyle ate for dinner last night based on his dishes.
There was like 20 dishes. How much did I eat?
And we've also got a stain removal segment of the competition. So we've got strips of cloth with like lipstick and red wine and all sorts of stuff on it. And the last bit is a quiz about household cleaning.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yes.
Well, I've got no idea. I'm a horrible cleaner. I'm a horrible folder. Much more of a hanger.
So you're just judging people?
Yeah.
That's okay. And you have no credentials.
You have no credentials.
No credentials.
Wow, this is really going to go well, isn't it?
Because you were saying on Wednesday that on My Kitchen Rules, you don't actually clean up after yourself.
No, I had people to clean up after me, so...
Well, that's okay. That's okay.
Overqualified.
Now, coming up after this, because of course, first of all, most importantly, this.
It's a Kyle and Jacob at breakfast. Now we've got the Domestoff on Joy 94.9. We're out in the outside of the studio talking to Belly and Sophie. We've got our two competitors and also Kyle, radio stalwart Kyle, who's going up against stalwart. Yeah, Kyle, who's got stalwart. Yes. He's going up against Belly and Sophie. Belly and Sophie, I've got the names right, on the Domestoff. Now, we've got four rounds. I said before, we've got a clothes folding round, we've got a stain removal round, we've got a dishwashing round, and a quiz round. Are we ready to go?
I think so, Sophie. You're getting really excited now.
Yes, totally excited.
And Belly's looking...
You're looking a bit nonplussed.
I'm just so excited.
So excited, yeah. I can imagine. And from last night as well. Now I'm going to hand over to Kane because Kane's going to take this microphone while I go and get my aprons on. Now, Kane, you're judging.
I am.
What are you looking for? Tell us once more what you're looking for. Tell the contestants.
Okay, contestants. So I'm looking for someone who can fold clothes but who can't fold clothes. So I don't want you to say, I never fold, so this is what happens. I want you to be a folder, try to fold, and totally stuff it up. That's going to get you bonus points.
No, try to do your best.
Yeah, I'll try to do your best,
of course. You go into those clothes shops and they do it all nicely and pristinely. I want you to try to replicate that. Yes.
You're looking a bit confused. I want to buy the clothes that you folded.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Now, we're going to quickly go back to a song, just very shortly, because there's no water in the buckets to fill to wash the dishes.
There's a tiny amount of water in that one.
That's part of the challenge.
That's as much water as I could get into it.
You have to wash the dishes with a bucket. That's intense.
Lick the tomato sauce off the forks.
So coming back to a song, Joy 94.9. It's the Kyle and Jacob breakfast. We've got the Domestoff right now. We're outside of the studio and we've got three tubs of dishwashing liquid. We've just got it ready literally in the last 5 seconds. So yeah, that's how prepared we are.
Super prepared.
Now we're about to start the first round, which is folding.
Yes, folding.
Okay, so we're going to have... A minute, 2 minutes maybe?
30 seconds.
30 seconds, okay. This is breakfast radio here. We can't muck around with folding. Okay, so are you guys ready? Belly and Sophie? Okay.
I want jeans.
3, 2, 1, go. Okay, they're folding. They've picked up jeans each. Kyle,
lucky these are my jeans and I'm okay.
Kyle's saying he's got his own pair of jeans so he knows how to
and
fold.
And Belly just turned his jeans inside out.
Yes, so Belly had a bit of a disadvantage. His was inside out, but he's looking okay. They're all caught up.
15
so
seconds
he's
left.
Got two pairs of pants done. Kyle's just got one. He's on the shirt. So
shut up. I'm not good.
Belly.
Hey,
Belly.
Sabotage.
Well, don't know about Belly's folding there. It's got a pair of socks. Is he going to know how to do that inside out thing? I think he does. That was 36 seconds, so guys, stop.
And time is up.
Okay.
I think I might be really crap. Let's move on.
I think, Carl's saying we should move on. Now, we're going to the stain removal thing. You guys did really well there. Now, have a go at stain removal. Okay, we've got three lots of fabric with red wine, lipstick, and what looks like makeup or something.
It's makeup. It's not mine. It's foundation. And it's not my lipstick either. It is my red wine.
Yeah. Nobody believes you, Carl. Okay, are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yes, completely.
Okay. 30 seconds starts now. Okay, Kyle has got what looks like...
I've got a Sard.
Sard? Yeah. Sard? What have you got, Sophie?
I've got bicarb and vinegar.
Bicarb and vinegar. And Belly?
Everything.
Okay, so Belly's gone for the... If you just put everything on there, something will come off. Now, they're all looking good. They're going at it with the with the green cloth sponge thingies. And, Belly looks like he's having a little bit of success getting the lipstick off. Of course, supplied by the wonderful...
Hey, you realise that, I organise this, so I need to win.
Well, you know... Yeah.
It's my lap.
I think Belly's doing the best job here. Definitely some good technique with those sponges.
And the prizes, we should mention, are CD, DVD, and book pack. And we've also got a Jesus lamp as well.
No way.
With Jesus
on. Really badly.
Okay, that was over 30 seconds, so I'm going to stop you right there. You guys did an excellent job. Let's move on to the dishwashing liquid, dishwashing round of the Domestoff. Okay, have you guys got a fistful of dishes? Here we go, I've got some plates. I'm going to put it in here. We've got three tubs of dishwashing liquid we've just put together. Ooh, not hot water there. So that's going to make things a bit hard. I'm putting just plates into anything. I don't know what I'm talking about. There's my hot chocolate that I drank this morning. Somebody else is going to have
all
to clean
that. All you're going to be able to hear is just...
Bang! Yes. Comedy radio sounds. Okay, you guys ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1, start. Okay, it's been a... Kyle's off to a ripper start. Kyle's obviously a legend at this.
Yeah. The one thing I can't do is wash dishes. Because they always get rewashed.
And Belly's going like a madman there with a plate. He's got a bowl and a mug and another plate. They're done. I just saw a bit of stains on the bottom of my plate there, so I think you're going to get judged on that.
Don't be sabotaging my thing.
I'm not.
It's looking good, actually, guys. You're actually not too bad.
Is there a bit of sabotage happening here? I don't think so anything happening.
I certainly hope not. Is that 30 seconds yet? I'm sick of washing dishes. I hate washing dishes.
That's about 30 seconds. Stop. Put your scrubbers down. Okay, I couldn't really tell who was the standout there, but...
Not me. I'm
still
standing.
Okay, so... Final round of the competition, the Domestoff. This is to hopefully maybe decide who wins. Kane is obviously going to judge us later on who out of the best of the three of you is the best. Now we've got a household cleaning quiz. Are you guys ready?
A quiz.
Yep.
Yes. Now hopefully we'll share a mic maybe between the two of you. Now, what kind of washing machine uses less water, top loader or front loader?
Okay, front loader.
Belly.
Top loader.
I don't know. Belly is correct. It is a front loader. Front loader, of course, uses less water. Now, Big Kev is said to have been what?
Excited.
Kyle, that's correct. I'm excited. Now, which everyday item do cleaning experts Kim and Aggie from How Clean Is Your House recommend to dust plants? A banana or shaving cream?
What? Shaving cream.
Sophie answered shaving cream. Unfortunately, it's a banana.
I'm going to say banana.
Too late, Kyle.
Bonus points.
Now, complete this cleaning ad slogan. Bam.
And the grease is gone?
Ooh, I don't know if we're going to give that to Kyle. And the dirt is gone.
Do you lose a point if you're wrong?
Well, I think that'll be probably half a point.
So really, I'm winning because I'm doing really bad. I haven't got any right.
Yes, because you're the most bad. Okay, complete this cleaning ad jingle. And yo, and yo, and yo.
A cleaning we will go.
Belly is correct. A cleaning we will go, of course. Big in the early 2000s. True or false, the vacuum cleaner was invented by William Hoover.
False.
That is false. That's absolutely correct. The Hoover was named after him, but he was not the inventor. He was just the marketer.
You have been studying, haven't you?
Yes. Yeah. He's been on Wikipedia all night.
I've got an identical memory. What
Now, seventh question out of eight. Does the ShamWow hold 5 times its weight in liquid or 20 times its weight 20. In liquid? Sophie answered 20.
Five.
Kyle answered 5. That's our two options, so I don't think Billy's got much of a choice. Sophie was correct. It is 20.
I have one. Holds it's awesome.
Wow.
Sham, wow.
20 well times its weight in liquid. Now, the final question. According to the ad, what country did the creators of the Sham Wow come from?
America.
That's incorrect.
Poland.
That's also incorrect, but Germany. You're a bit closer. Sophie was right. It was Germany.
Bitch.
A late charge to the finish.
It was a bit of a weak start by Sophie, but I think she came in and cleaned up. Right. This is the Domestoff on Joy 94.9. You guys all did very, very well. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
we're
going
to go. We're going to judge, aren't you? Kane's going to judge now.
Have a listen
and
back.
Kane, remember that, like, you know, we're best friends and stuff. We're going to go back to music. We're back to the studio. This is Kyle and JQ Breakfast Show on Joy 94.9. Friday morning breakfast with Kyle and Jacob. Now we've just had the Domestoff, just had the news, done everything. It's time to announce a winner. Now, Jacob, we've got everyone in here, Belly, Sophie and Kane. Now, Kane was, of course, judging. Kane, you have to have come to a decision. What was it?
Do you just want the decision?
Just the decision. Well, give a little bit of a reason.
Yeah, look, it was a really tough decision, but there were certainly two standouts. And safely to say, it wasn't you, Kyle.
Oh, really? No. Okay, well, I'm just going to... No, can you try to talk now? You can't...
He's muted me!
Oh, right, okay.
That's just not nice.
No, it's not nice, and I'm not a nice person.
Well, there you go. But, yeah, I think the clothes folding was definitely one of Belly's highlights. So, Belly wins the clothes folding. But what really sold the decision for me was the stain removal. Oh. Sophie, you're an expert at stain removal. You've done it before.
Oh, there's a joke in there somewhere.
and she came charging back with the answer to the questions in the quiz as well. So the winner is Sophie.
Oh, yay! I thought it was you.
Now, Sophie, you take home this great, amazing book Yay! Pack. There's DVDs, so there's CDs in there, and you've also got the Jesus lamp.
Yes!
No, but second place, a bottle of wine. Belly, a bottle of wine, you've got to be happy with that.
I'm not going to last on the way to work.
You work next door, though.
Exactly.
Well done, guys. Thank you very much for coming in so early
Thank
this morning
you.
As well. Now, this is Friday Morning Breakfast, Colin Jake. When we come back, we're talking to Xavier from Gypsy and the Cat.
So excited.
That's awesome.
Gypsy and the Cat coming up. This is Friday Morning Breakfast, 9 minutes past eight.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.